This morning we are beginning Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the section Ma'areches Ha'avoda Hamusaris. In the discussion, the framework of Avoda Hamusaris. Avoda Hamusaris, we understand, is personal refinement, personal development. So Rav Olbi tells us, he says, look, in the coming chapters, there are going to be lots of discussions about refinement of character, how to become the best selves that we can. He says, but there's something before that. There is a precursor to the important, subtle, nuanced, incremental development that we need to pursue as individuals. What's that precursor? The title of this chapter is Leos Adam, to be a person, to be a mensch, to be someone. But Ma'areches Ha'adam, when we discussed, and we discussed some of these in our Monday morning discussions, we discussed Ha'adam, the person, Amadnu Alachiyuv Al Kulanu. We stood on the responsibility that each one of us has to be an Adam, to be a person, to be a mensch. And that is the basic premise that we have as a goal and as a building block for our personal development in the context of Avudas HaMusar. Rav Olbi says that our personal development, our incremental development, that is predicated on already having the image and the identity of an Adam, of a person. So what do we mean by that? So he's going to explain to us in this section that there are two kinds of areas, two kinds of midos, two kinds of characters that need attention. There are what we could call the nuance, the subtle, the pratim, the individual details that we need to work on, that we need to sharpen, that we need to focus on. And these midos, these character traits, are stepping stones, each one of them, into becoming the best selves that we can be. But then Rav Olbi says that there are character traits, there are flaws, there are areas that need attention that are not just details. They are the essence of being an Adam, of being a mensch. And a person who lacks these basic qualities, that's not a mensch. It's not a person. Rav Olbi says, before we can get into any avoda musaris, before we can get into dealing with our individual, personalized, slow, gradual steps, we have to deal with the, what he calls the midos gasos, the major issues. And there is a fundamental difference between the way in which we deal with the details versus the midos gasos, the major issues. He says the example is the following. For example, hispartzuyos shalkas o gaiva mufrezes o taiva prua. A person, and he talks on the next page that most of us struggle with sometimes with these midos gasos. A person who has episodic violent outbursts or excessive arrogance or a taiva prua, an unbridled desire, unhealthy, out of range taiva. He says, in these cases, these issues, Einan shayachos l'tchum ha'avoda pratis. These fundamental challenges that we need to face when we look in the mirror, they are not in the realm of regular self-improvement. Fascinating. And he says, va'asur lalechas bahen bedarke avoda musaris. And we can't tackle them in the normal way of personal growth and self-development, because it won't help. He says, for example, in the coming chapters, we're going to talk about personal development. How do we become the best selves that we are? And we're going to talk about maisim ketanim uvavoda itis. Little actions slow, gradual development, climbing the ladder. It's the atomic habits approach of a little bit at a time, small, gradual steps of our personal development. Ma yase hakasan hazeh kedi lahadbir es hitzpartzu Yosef? He says, what will the person who has anger issues, what's he going to do with his outbursts? Hayom yikzak kebehima gasa, today he'll scream like a wild animal. Uba'ud shavua yishtadu litzok rak kebehima daka. And in another week, he'll only scream like a small animal. Like, it doesn't work, says Rav Volbi. A fascinating idea. He says, and the opposite is true. When that person is, quote unquote, screaming a little bit less, they're going to say, oh, I'm really a bal avoda. I'm really growing. He says, it doesn't work. He says, things, aspects of our personality that diminish our being an adam, our being a person, a mensch, any of those qualities, they can't be dealt with in the regular way. We look in the mirror and we see that. We say, says Rav Volbi, Hu adayin yelad katan. In that way, we're just a small child. Mamish tinok. Heim koasim kashem ra'ivim uma'acharim aruchasam. A child screams his head off when his meal is delayed, when the infant doesn't get exactly what he wants. And similarly, when an adult acts in that fashion, the child is not, that the adult is not an adult, a child. So Rav Volbi says something wild. He says, for this, lo nitan leze etzos, we're not going to give suggestions of how to deal with that. V'lo natzia leze maisim misuyabim. Rather, what do we need to do? We need to first identify, what does it mean to be a mensch? And if something contravenes our image of a mensch, we need to stop it immediately. We need to take it head on and not say, well, we're going to work on it, we're going to develop it. No. It's a radical idea. Just stop it. That's what Rav Volbi says. This is from the person who writes an entire thick book about development and nurturing and building, but not when it comes to things which he says they're just taking away. They're not a mensch. It's not a person. Those things, they need to be challenged head on. You can't work on them gradually. There was a skit many years ago. I think this skit was done before I was born even, but someone shared it with me. Someone comes to a psychologist, and this is obviously not politically correct, and it's not for normal circumstances, but this is, I think, what Rav Volbi is getting at. The woman comes to the psychologist. You see the scene. He's sitting at the desk. She's sitting in the chair across from the desk. And he has some papers, some books. And she says, well, I have this issue. I keep doing this and that. So he says, okay, here's the plan. Stop it. And he bangs on the table. He says, stop it. And she says, what? He says, stop it. That's it. Session's over. So it was obviously a comic episode, but the point that Rav Volbi is saying is actually, it's very harsh, but it's very true. Sometimes when a person is in such a place where they're no longer an Adam, they just need to stop cold turkey, as we'd say, because it's so damaging to them. They're not a mensch. So he says, it's interesting. How do you figure out whether or not this behavior that I am exhibiting right now, is this taking away from my being a mensch? Is this something that I just have to really slam down cold turkey and say, stop, I got to do whatever it takes to stop this immediately, or I can develop it little by little? How do I know? So he says, it's interesting. He says, Ba'ofen pashut anuyodim miu adam milo. He says, we know instinctively what it means to be a mensch and what is not. Kol adam nosi bekirbo musag baru mahu adam. Every one of us, each one of us has inside of us a clear sense of what it is to be a mensch. Leos adam. We all have that, says Rav Volbi. Probably comes from Artzelem Elokim. And he says, when we see someone else, imagine Rachmana Litzlan, We went to the zoo, and we saw a parent take a child, hold him upside down, this four-year-old child, by his foot, and shake him and scream at him. You would look at that parent, you say, that parent is not an Adam. That's not how an adult acts. That's not how a person acts. How do you know? The same way that a beaver, when it is born and grows up in the little beaver, in the little beaver shtiebel, it knows how to build a dam without ever being instructed because it's something instinctive. We have an instinctive understanding of what it means to act like a mensch. There are certain ways to parent. There are different approaches, but there are certain things that are just not a mensch. Usually, I know for myself, it's a struggle in terms of losing patience. And when we lose patience, we have kas, the Gemara says, it's like we're over Avodah Zarah, we lost the handle, and we lose our ability to be a mensch. And through that window of how we see things, we judge others. When we see someone else and we say, that's not a mensch, acting like that, that's not a mensch, that's how we need to look at ourselves. V'sim lev. And what we're talking about here, says the Al Yeshur, says Rav Volbi, is not about being an Adam Gadol, a great person. It just means being an Adam. And says Rav Volbi, this is very hard. Dealing with the fundamental big issues, those things that challenge our ability to be a mensch, he says, Me'anisoyon, from our experience, Anu Yodim, we know, Shezeo HaShalav, Hakasha biyosa shaba avoda. It's the most difficult thing. To work on the small things, to work on little this, that, the other thing, that's one thing. One time, I still remember, I was discussing with Nechama, I said something to her about how, well, this time, during this time, I want to work on this little issue, this little inyan that needs fixing. And she said to me, do me a favor. Don't work on this little inyan. Work on this big thing, because that needs to be addressed right now. It's much harder to tackle the big fundamental things. It's easier to work on the little things. V'cholzo, says Rav Volbi, i'efsha ledaleg alav. We can't skip it. Chayav kol echad me'itanu lahalos b'dayto hargasha berura b'tzuras adam. We need to imagine in our own mind, what does a mensch look like? What is a vision of our mensch and a mensch of ourselves? V'yeda shelitzura zu tzrichim ma'isav anagasol lahatim. And that person has to know that his ma'isim are going to reflect that image of a mensch. Afilu im tavor chatzishanu mibli sheitzlachnu lahagia liyadia b'ruv zeh, ein lalechas halav ein levato la'atzmenu. Even if we spent 6 months, he says, and we haven't yet conquered this shlav, we shouldn't go on. We shouldn't talk about the little things, the tiny details, until we've dealt with the big issues. And he's saying it might take time. It might take 6 months and we still haven't conquered it. But we can't pretend like it doesn't exist. We can't deal with the other things. But that's our nature. I think there's an expression that says, swallow the frog. Somebody knows they have to swallow a frog, which we don't do because that's in Yisur D'oraisa. But theoretically, they do every other thing. We do every little, small task except for swallowing the frog. Says Rav Volbi, Lefnei shenikanes lepratim ba'avodah mukhrach haklal lios barer. Before we could talk about the details of what does it mean to be a full mensch, to be the ideal person, we have to talk about what is the basic outline of a person. So he talked about kas, about anger. What is the extent of our anger? He talked about kavod. He talked about gaiva, arrogance. Are we really bali gaiva and that shapes our worldview? He talked about unbridled obsession with this world. He says, kasher omid lefanenu tzir bor ma'o adam shalanu. Once we think about and we have a vision of what it means to be a mensch, and we see that this is what is essential for us, and one midah that perhaps we have doesn't fit in that vision, ein lanu breira, we have no choice, ela lichbosh osa miyad believi turim. It's a hard thing, but it's the cold turkey. It's the stopping. Doesn't mean we won't regress. Doesn't mean we won't constantly struggle with this. These big chunks, these big rocks, these big challenges, They're things that we come back to over the course of our lives all the time. But at the end of the day, Beli Viturim Ubeli Hitz Tadakuyos. Without apologies, without excuses, without rationalizations. Ve'ein einini yachol, I can't do it, there's no such thing. Ve'ein kasha midai, it's too difficult. Ki al ken yesh la'adam bechira va'atu behemahu. Is a person an animal? We have bechira. Haparetz b'midagasa, somebody who is struggling and is breached in one crude, crass midah, ein lon malach hapes b'avodah musaris, should not be doing the little work of the nuanced avodah musaris. Ha'avodah rishon of ha'ashorshis helios adam. It means to be a person. Maybe now we understand why. When the Rambam taught us the laws of tshuva, of returning and repairing ourselves, in the middle, he gave us a whole section on the laws of bechira chafshis. It's not really even instruction. It's just the Rambam's philosophy of life that Judaism is built on bechira, on free choice. Now we understand why. Because there are certain things that are so challenging for us, that are such big lifts that we might feel like, I just can't. I can't be that person. The Rambam says, not true. As part of rebuilding ourselves, as part of being the best selves that we can, as part of growth, we need to recognize that everything is possible. We can conquer any midah ra, any negative trait, any challenge that stands before us. We can do it. There's no such a thing as saying, I can't. And not just that, we must. Says Rav Volbi, the first thing in our path to our own greatness, to our own accomplishments in terms of self-growth, self-actualization, is tackling the big issues first and realizing that we can and must address them. And with that, Halavai will continue to grow even in the small nuanced details to become the people that we can and want to become. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining. Wait, are